Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Megillah Daf Dalil. We are at the very end of Gimel Amud Beis. V'Amar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he will give us some more halachis regarding Kriyas HaMegillah. The following cities of Lud, V'Oinai, V'Gei HaCharoshim, these three cities, although they were recently renovated and rebuilt, you meant to know that they are Mukafis Chema, Mimois Yeshua ben Nun. They have been walled all the way back since the days of Yeshua, and they conform to the status, the condition of Mukafis Chema, Mimois Yeshua ben Nun, and are considered walled cities regarding having their Yom Kriyas HaMegillah on Tesvav Be'Adar. Mukafis Chema, Mimois Yeshua ben Nun, Havu. Asks the Gemara, really, is that so? They're that ancient? Vahani, these cities, Yehoshua Benoni, were built by Yehoshua, meaning, were they around during his time? V'Alpal Benoni, we find that another fellow by the name of Alpal, he was the one who built these cities, and he lived way later. Dechsiv Ubnei Alpal, Aver Umisham Vashemed, so those were his sons. And this fellow, Alpal, who bana es oinoi v'slayed ubnei seo, he was the one who built up these cities. They weren't around in the time of Yeshua, v'letameich. Now, if this was true, meaning according to your way of thinking, I have another kasha. Because it seems that, really, it wasn't even Alpal who built these cities. It was another fellow by the name of Asa, a king. One of the kings of Yehuda. He was the one who was banan, he built these cities. Echsiv ayiven, it was Shailan Gersa. The pasuk reads, "Vayiven arei metzuda metzura biYehuda." So he built many cities in Yehuda, and he rebuilt these cities in the Binyamin territory as well. And we're assuming he rebuilt these cities as well. So how can we say that they were built by Alpal? Oh, so you have to come up with a new theory, which will actually answer the first kasha as well. Amar Belazar. Hani, these cities, Mukafayis Choymami Mois Yoshua ben Nun Habu. In reality, they were already built, surrounded by walls, during the time of Yeshua. But Charu Bimei Pilegesh Begiva, when they had that war waged against Binyamin, due to the tragic event of the Pilegesh Begiva, this woman who was abused by Bnei Binyamin, who refused to turn over the perpetrators, Yisrael went out to war with them, and they destroyed some cities, including these cities, which were Binyamin's cities. Va'as Alpal Banani. Later on, Alpal came along, rebuilt these cities. Hadur Impal. Apparently he didn't do a good job, and they collapsed again, and the walls needed refurbishing. Asa Shabtsinu, Asa came along, and renovated those cities, rebuilt those walls. Dekanami. The wording in the Pasuk indicates as such, that really, Asa, I didn't build these cities from scratch. He just renovated. Let's build these cities. Mechlal, apparently, they were initially cities. They were known as cities. They needed some help. He came and refurbished these cities. Indeed, this is a good raya. So bottom line is, these cities were around from way back in time, the time of Yeshua. That explains why according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, who was Mekabel from his Rebbe, as she says, Gemara Gamarle Rabbi Shimon Levi Mirabei, he had a Kabbalah. These cities indeed were around during the time of Yeshua, and they are considered and classified as Krachan HaMukaf and Chaimam, who read on Tesvav Be'Adar. V'Omer Rabbi Shimon Levi, another halacha from the same Andamar, Noshem Chayav is B'Mikra Megillah. Not only are men Chayiv in Mikra Megillah, women as well, who are generally exempt from all time-related mitzvahs, Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva, in order to enable them, to allow them to look after their family and their kids. So time-related mitzvahs don't relate to Noshim, generally. We have an exception. Noshim Chayaveis b'Mikra Megillah. When it comes to Megillah, that's different. Why? She'af hein hoyu ba'isei ha'nes. They were also involved in the nes. Rashi explains, She'af ala Noshim gazur haman lahashmid. It's clear in the Megillah that Haman had his plans, his eyes set on everybody, men, women, and children. So they were part of the Gezerah. They were in danger. They were saved through the Nes Purim, they have to take part in the Purim experience. It's interesting because Tosfos brings a Rashbam. Rashbam is the Pirush on Avri Pesachim and the end of Pesachim. And the Gemara speaks about the fact that Nashama Chayiv in four Kosis during the Seder. Why? It's Mitzvah Saseh Shazm, it's a Mitzvah. The Rabbanu Shazman Groma. And the Gemara there as well says, Sha'afin Hoyu Boisan Nes. And Rashbam explains, I'm just going to read it in Tosfos inside, you'll see. 1, 2, 3. It's a fourth Tosfos on the Amud here. Sha'afin Hoyu Boisan Nes. Very nice to see the Tosfos inside. Pirush Rashbam Sheikar Hanes. Hoya Al Yodan. The Nes was brought about primarily through women. That's how the Rashbam learns. But Purim Aide Esther. Right? She was the main player. Esther and Isha brought about the Nes. Bechanaka Aide Yehudis. There's a medrash that this righteous woman, Yehudis, was one who killed Eliferno, and she brought about the Nes. She facilitated the victory over the Greeks. So the Nes, Chanaka, was perpetrated by an Isha. But Pesach, what about Pesach? What does that have to do with Nashim? Shebeschus tzedkan yeshu ba'isa hadir niglu. The gul came about beschus of those righteous women who behaved appropriately. That's Rashbam's approach to this phrase. She'afin hoyu ba'isa nes means that women were main players, were feature actors in these in the proceedings that brought about these nisim, whether it's Purim, Chanukah, or Mitzrayim. Now, Tosfos asks a kasha. Firstly, the lashon sha'afein hayu, mashmashen tefilos. Afein means they're tafel. They're also part of the nes. According to Rashbam, it's more than that. They're primary players. Ul perusha, according to him, hayu loymashen hayu boisanes. According to Rashbam, the word af is a little bit out of place. So Tosfos disagrees. L'kach nira li sha'afein hayu besafek lahashmin laharig. Not that they were primary players, but they were also involved. By Purim, they were part of the Gzeru. V'chein b'Pesach, shoyim Meshubad, is l'par b'Mitzrayim. On Pesach, they were also part of the Shibud. You know, the Gemara Saita says, V'yavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'farech. A very difficult Shibud. It switched around the roles. The men washed the dishes and did the laundry, and the women went to do construction. That's totally opposite of their nature and their tchunos hanefesh. So it's clear that women were involved in Shibud. V'chein b'Chanukah, says Tosfos, ha'gzeru hoisim oid aleihem. They were certainly part of the Gzera. They had to engage in relations with the Goyim. They were also part of the Gzera. And that's why we impose or we apply the dinim and the mitzvahs during these Yomim Tovim, even on the Nashim as well. It's interesting, in the previous Tosfos, the one right before that, he says that when the Gemara says Nashim Chayavis Mikra Magilla, it brings from the Bahag, that doesn't mean Nashim have the same level of Chayiv as Anashim. They're only Chayiv in Shmias Megillah, whereas men are Chayiv in Kriyas Megillah. So bottom line is, an Isha cannot be Moitzi an Ish, because his Chayiv is higher, stands higher than the Isha. He has to actually read the Megillah. It's like a Kriyas HaTorah for the man. Right? Like you read the Torah on Shabbos, which the Derech Hashem, the Ramchal writes, is a way of bringing down the Kedusha, the Hashpah, the Bracha of that day. So it's a time-related event. It relates to the actual capsule of time, the unit of time, that Yom HaShabbos or the Yom of Purim. So that's Kriyas HaMegillah. You're bringing down your Kriya, the Shefa, you're connecting to the school of that day through Kriyas HaMegillah. That's unique to Anoshim. That's like a mitzvah, Saseh Shazman Groma. Noshim don't have that. We don't give them time-related mitzvahs. It's more the Shmias HaMegillah, after you're part of the experience, the Persum HaNisa, after you're part of the publicizing Hashem's Nes. They have to experience the Megillah event. Not they have to read the Megillah. It's a different element of the experience. They have to just be part of that event. Therefore, he says, Achidush, Anisha is part of the Megillah, but not the Kriyas HaMegillah. So she can do Megillah for another Isha who has the same type of Chiv as she does. They both have Shmia. They both have to take part in that experience, that event of Pursum and Isha, but only an Ish can be Maitzi an Ish who has a Chiv of Kriya Samegillah. Interesting approach of Tosfos. Other Rishonim disagree. Hold on, an Isha has the same level Chiv as an Ish, and she can be Maitzi an Ish in Kriya Samegillah as well. Continues the Gemara. V'omer Bishum and Levi, another halacha, another Purim halacha from the same under Omer. Purim Shechalius B'Shabbos. What if Purim falls out on Shabbos? We can't read the Megillah. A bit more later we'll explain, we're concerned about perhaps a person getting confused and carrying it through the street. So we suspended Kriyas HaMegillah on Shabbos. What do we do to still have some persumenisa, to experience the perm spirit? Shailin v'doshin b'nyana shal yom. We get involved in darshaning and learning, making shiurim on the Megillah material. Why is this unique to Purim? Because of Persuma Nisa, you think it's a Purim related chiddush, or because, you know, Purim does not have that 30-day preparatory period, the Lamed Yom Kedem Achag that other Yom Tovim have. So is that why you're telling me that if you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, you're meant to be Shoel V'Dorish on Shabbos? I feel Yom Tov Nami, you know, this applies to every Yom Tov as well. On the day of Yom Tov, you meant to read the Parshas Hashavua, the Inyana Deyoyma from the Chumash. You meant to get involved in Halachos, to draw the Kedusha and connect to the theme of the day. Not only Purim, every Yom Tov has that. The Sanya Moshe Tikkun Lam Nisro, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin, instituted this practice. She was Choylin V'Dershin B'Inyana Shel Yoyim. Every Yom Tov, get involved in the Yom Tov's topics, immerse in the theme of that Yom Tov. Hilchas Pesach, b'Pesach. Hilchas Atzeres, that's Shavuos, on Shavuos, b'Atzeres. Hilchas Chag, that's Sukkos, b'Chag. The more is assuming the same applies to every Yom Tov, just as Purim. Meaning, why do you have to stress that it's Purim? That on Purim, where you can't read the Megillah, you have to get involved in the Halachas. It's not unique to Purim. Every Yom Tov has it. The more assumed the same would apply to Purim. Purim, it's strictly, no, there's a greater Chiddush here. You see, just as we suspend Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim, because you might carry through the street, perhaps we'll be concerned about this as well. Don't get involved in darshaning the Megillah, pulling out the Megillah and start learning the Midrashim for the same concern. Because in his frenzy, he might carry through the street. No, the Chiddush is we're not concerned because, we're going to see later, Rabbi's concern only applies to Kriyas HaMegillah because all our chayiv, not all our baki. We're not all experts in reading the Megillah. You need a Balkari who has training. So perhaps he's going to take it to a Baki to train him, etc. But if it's just learning and getting into the Midrashim, that's not going to lead a person to carry through the street. V'amar b'shuman Levi, another Purim related halach. Chayiv adam likros ha-Megillah b'layla. A person is meant to read the Megillah Purim night. And repeat it again by day, as we do today. We read it twice, once at night, once at day. This is the Til Mechav Beis, L'Matzeich Al Yelas HaShachar, which the Medrash says is referring to describing the events of Purim. Elikai Ekro Yoimim V'Leisana. I call it by day, you don't respond. And I call it at night, and I don't remain silent. So Rashi says here, about 4 or 5 lines down in Rashi, L'shamesa b'yayim, zeichar l'nes, shayu zoya kin b'meitzarasan, yayim v'layla. What's the point of reading it twice? Zeichar l'nes, because we're re-experiencing what they went through. They call out to Hashem at night, call out to Hashem by day. So us too, by reading the Megillah, we're re-experiencing the darkness that they experienced, the hester, and the subsequent light that followed. So we do it at night and by day. Continues the Gemara. Sabimino, now the Bnei Yeshiva, who heard this halacha from Rabbi Shimon Levi, they heard it in Lashon HaKodesh. So they thought he meant like this. L'mikrayi b'layla, you have to read it once at night. Likrois, that's what Likrois HaMegillah b'layla. And then when he said the words L'shanoisa b'yom, they thought L'shanoisa means like Mishnah. You have to read the Mishnayos, learn the halachas by day. You don't have to read the Megillah twice. The Kroisa at night. The Shanoisa, meaning to read the Mishnayos, Lashon Mishnah by Yom. Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Yirmi turns to them, Rabbi Yirmi Lididi Mefashali, Meneder Rechei Barba. Rechei explained to me the pshat in this halacha. No, no, no. It's not the way you think. It's like you say it in Aramaic. Keep going to Amr Inshi, as people say, you know, you say Mavri Sedra. Where does that term come from? From our Gemara. Ever Parsha Sada. Let's review, let's finish, let's go over this Parsha, meaning read it once. Vesnai, read it again, like we do with Shnai Mikra Vechatagim. That's Mavri Sedra. We'll go over it twice. That's what he meant. Chayiv Adam Likrus HaMegillah B'Layla, you read it once. Ulishnoi Sabayim, like in Aramaic, you would say, Esnai, repeat by day. I'm speaking about Mishnai, Samadrashim. the simple, plain words of the Megillah will be experienced twice. Once at night, once by day. Perhaps there's a remnant here to the fact that it starts with darkness and then ends up in the light, in the nest of the light. So, read it once at night to denote the darker part of the Megillah experience. The Hester, Aster, Aster is Panai, Vistarti Panimichem. And we read it again by day to show that ultimately we experience the light of day, the Nes that follows. It's Marnami. We learn likewise. Amr b'chelba, Amr ula b'ira, from the town of Biri. Chayev adam l'kuris Megillah b'layla. A person is meant to read at night. Ula shenayso b'yem, and again by day, shenemar. L'man yitzamer chachavet v'layidem, Hashem alaykai l'lumadek. What's the connection between this pasuk? Says Rashi, four lines from the bottom. He's a mercha chavet. That's going biyayim. I sing out to Hashem by day. V'lo yidayim. What is that? Belayla. At night. I don't remain silent. So we learn from here. Megillah is meant to be experienced twice. By day and at night. V'haikro b'mizmar rimcha Hashem k'di l'soni d'arshinim b'psikta b'mardacha v'esta. V'homenach ha-shverish. This perek of Tehillim. In the Medrash, we apply it to the Purim story of Mordechai, Esther, Haman, Achashverosh. And it concludes with, L'man yizamer chachavit, I'll sing to you Hashem by day, v'lo yidayim, nor will I remain silent at night. Ukriyas HaMegillah, says Rashi, is a shvach, praise to Hashem, shemafarsim es hanes, we publicize Hashem's names, v'akol mekalsim, v'kodesh baruch hu, and it brings about kilos, praise and thanks and gratitude to Hashem. Interesting, Taisa says that based on this Gemara, the Iker Kriyas Megillah is Bayayim. And he says, even though we say Shechayanu at night, but we say it again by day, which is a Chiddush. L'cha'er, we shouldn't say it twice, but the Iker Kriyas Megillah is Bayayim. The Iker Pirsumenisa is by Kriyas Hayayim, perhaps. More people show up by day. In any case, we see it from this Pasuk as well. Right? Sorry, not from this pasuk, the previous pasuk. Elikai ekro yoimam. So we start with day. That's the primary feature of Purim. V'layla v'ledimili. And then we add v'layla. So apparently, says Tosfos, that the ikar kriyas b'yoim. So not only by day, we also do it at night. V'ikar is b'yoim. He says the ikar suda is by day. It's interesting that the Ran, by the way, in the beginning of the Masech, when we speak about the kfarim, those little villages who were given special flexibility. They're allowed to read the Megillah B'yom HaKnisa when they come into town on visiting day. So, ask the Ran, well, they'll get Kriyas a Megillah when they come in by day. How are they going to have it at night? So he says, perhaps they're not going to read at night. They could Kriyas a Megillah B'yom, or perhaps they'll read it B'yachid. So based on this concept, that Ikaz B'yom, says the Ran, perhaps they'll only read it by day and not at night. And that's okay. Okay, on the topic of the Kfarim, continues the Gemara, Elosha Kfarim Magdimili Maknisa. So they advance the Kriyas HaMegillah to the Mondays and Thursdays when they come into town anyway to attend to their litigation, visit the Did Bezdin, who's in session on Monday and Thursday. Amar Chanina, Chacham Mekilo La Kfarim. Chacham will make on the Kfarim, Lios Magdimili Maknisa, to advance the Kriya to the Yom Maknisa to Mondays and Thursdays when they come into town. Why? Why do we do that for them? Kadesh Yisabku, Maim Amazin. Lachem shebekrachen. The Gemara at this point assumes that he means to say like this. The reason why we allow this flexibility, we accommodate their travel plans, is so that they're available. The bnei hakfarim, the villagers, are free and available to serve, to deliver the maim amazon to their brethren in the large cities. So they were meant to deliver their supplies. And by allowing the bnei hakfarim to attend to their Megillah obligations early in the month, this sets them free, makes them available during the Yom HaPurim itself, and allows them to come deliver supplies to Bnei HaKrachan. L'meimra, do you mean to say that Takanta the Krachan Havi? This was meant for the benefit, to help, to for the good of Bnei HaKrachan, so that the Bnei HaKrachan can receive their food deliveries on Purim? Was that the point of this Takana, to help the Krachan? L'meimra, the Takanta the Krachan Havi? The mission seems to say otherwise. We're trying to help out the villagers, not the city dwellers. Vatnan. Chalias b'sheni. Suppose Yud Dalit falls out on a Monday. how do we arrange the Kriya schedule? As follows. Kfarim, the little villages, Vayoros Kdois, the large cities, Kfarim Babaya, they read on that day. Yadal, this is Man Kriya. Happens to be the Yema Knesset as well. So why not have everybody read on that day? Now, Vimi Yisa, according to you, that we're trying to facilitate delivery of goods on Purim itself, and therefore we allow the Bnei Akrach, the Hakfarim, to read on another day, in this case as well, Likta Muli Yema Knesset. If Yadal falls out on a Monday, why do the Bnei Kfarim read on that day, which makes them unavailable to deliver, to take care of the needs of the Bnei Akrach? They should have their Megillah read the previous Yom HaKnisa, the previous Thursday. Now they're free on Monday to deliver goods to the Bnei Akrach. If the point is to help the Bnei Akrach, we should arrange their schedule like that. Havala Asar, the problem is, if your doubt falls out on a Monday, the previous Yom HaKnisa, which is Thursday, is which day of the month? Yud Adar, Asar Le'tekin Rabbana, too early. Yud Aleph is the first available day for Kriyas HaMegillah. As we had back on that base, we're learning from Pesukim, Zmanayim, or Kayamim. We can't add, we can't go past, we can't go earlier than Yud Aleph. Tashma. Here's another kasha on our pshat. Chalais v'chamishi. Yud Aleph falls out on a Thursday. Kfarim v'yaros gdolos kodim v'bayim. Everybody reads on that day of Thursday. What do you mean? Vim Issa, according to you, we're trying to make the Bnei Kfarim available to deliver food to the Bnei Krachim on Purim, Likta Muli Maknisa. Dachad Asaru. Let the Kfarim go back to Monday, which is 11, which is perfect, that's legal. Let them read the Megillah that day. This way, they'll be available on Thursday to deliver food to the Bnei Krachim. Answers the Gemara, Miyam Maknisa, Liyam Maknisa, Liyadachinan. We don't push back from one Yom HaKnisa to the other. If your Yadal falls out on a Thursday, we don't push back to Monday. Why? Says Rashash, we're concerned that perhaps if the Yudal falls out on a Monday, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to push them back to the Thursday. The previous Yom HaKnisa, which doesn't work, that's not legal, that's already too early, like we said before, that's Yud. So we stick to set formula. We don't push back from one visit a day to the other. Tashma, here's another kasha on your pshat. Again, we're working with the assumption that we're trying to help the Bnei Krachim get the delivery on Purim. Amar Biyuda, a Masai. This is a Mishnah coming up in Afhei. When do we provide this allowance and flexibility for the Bnei Kfarim? When they're accustomed to visiting the cities on Mondays and Thursdays. So now it's convenient for them to read the Megillah on that day, and we save them a trip. Suppose this village does not have that practice. They don't come in on Mondays and Thursdays. Anyways, it's not their visiting day. They have to read on Yudalad. Come to the city on Yudalad to hear your Megillah. Because you have no reason to be doich. If the whole point is to help the Bnei Krachim, just because the Bnei Kfarim don't come to the town, don't come visit the cities on Mondays and Thursdays, we're going to inconvenience the Krachim, meaning they're going to lose their deliveries, they're not going to be supplied on Purim. The whole point is to help the Bnei Krachim. In any case, we should allow the Bnei Kfarim to read in advance so that they're available to supply the Bnei Krachim on Purim. Answers the Gemara, you're 100% right. Let's redo the Pshat. Lo Yitema, don't say Kadeshi Yisapko Maim Amazin. The reason why we allow them to advance the Kriyas HaMegillah is so that they should be available for delivery of food on Purim. No, that's not the reason. Elema rather explain as follows. Rashi says it's a schar, it's a bonus, because the entire year they're involved in supplying the city. So come Purim, we save them a trip. We say, you know what? You're always so good to us. You're always traveling to the cities to help us. Okay, we'll allow you to read the Megillah when you come in on the Monday and the Thursday. For the din, we'll save you a trip. That's only if it helps them. They have no benefit from it. They're not coming in on Mondays and Thursdays in any case. Then of course they should read the Megillah Bezman. Continues the Gemara. Ketzad. So how does this manifest itself? Chal yeis b'shem b'shabbos. Yudalat falls out on a Monday. Kfarim. Vayaros Gdeilis, Kern Babayim. Villages, cities, read on that day. Maishna Reisha Danaka Tzidur Diyarcha. Why is it that the opening statement of the Mishnah, we follow the Seder of the Yimei HaChodesh? We relate to the days of the month. Right? Megillah Nikras, B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Dal, Yisvav. We list the days of the month. Umayishna, Seifa. But when it comes to describing the various scenarios and the various possibilities, we no longer refer to the days of the month. We go over to weekdays. Tanaka Sidur de Yaymin. Right? It falls out on a Monday. Yudal falls out on a Tuesday. We ignore days of the month. We focus on days of the week. Why? I did mishapchile Nokat Sidur de Yaymin. You know why? It's going to create confusion otherwise. What's happening now? We say, well, if Yudal falls out on a Friday, so Kfarim go back a day and they read on Yom HaKnisa, which is Yud Gimel. If Yud Dal falls out on the Shabbos, Kfarim go back to Thursday, you read on Yud Beis. Yud Dal falls out on a Sunday, so Kfarim go back and read on Thursday, which is Yud Aleph. So it keeps it in order. We're going following the order of the days of the week. So even though it turns out that pertaining to the days of the month, you're really going backwards. You're listing those days in the reverse. Right? Again, if Yud Dalet falls out on Friday, you can read on Thursday, which is Yud Gimel. Yud Dalet falls out on Shabbos, the Kfarim will read on Thursday, which is Yud Beis. So you're going backwards. Yud Dalet falls out on Sunday, the Kfarim will go back to Thursday, which is Yud Al. So you're going backwards, in the reverse order. But it's still more simple. Because at least you're following the Seder of the Yimei HaShabbos, the weekdays. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. And that's better than the other option of playing out the scenarios based strictly on days of the month. Because if you can do that, if you're going to work with the order of the Yimei HaChodesh, and first mention, well, here's the case where you read on Yud Aleph. How's that? When Yud Aleph falls out on Sunday. Okay. Here's the case where you read on Yud Beis. When Purim falls out on Shabbos. Here's the case when you read on Yud Gimel. Purim falls out on Friday. So you're going backwards as per days of the week, which is very confusing. It's more straightforward to pick the order, go with the Seder of the days of the week. So that's why the Mishnah chose to follow this order. And we don't mention days of the month when playing out those scenarios. You figure it out on your own. Because if we should make reference to the days of the month, it's going to be confusing. It'll be going backwards. So, again, when we start the Mishnah, we give you the introduction, we say, yeah, Megillah can be read any time throughout this timetable. This is the range. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, we go in order. We follow the Seder of the Yimei HaChodesh. But when it comes to spelling out the scenarios, the application of this concept, we instead choose to revert to the days of the week and go in that order, which is more simple and straightforward. And more commonly used terms, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we go in that order. Rather than go in the order of the days of the month. Okay, here is Megillah and Yud Aleph. If Purim falls out on a Sunday, here is Megillah and Yud Beis. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, which just creates confusion because you're going to be going backwards when it comes to the days of the week, which is confusing. So that's the Teres of the Kasha. We start following the order of the day of the month, but then when it comes to playing it out, we follow the days of the week. Chali is Erev Shabbos. If Dalet falls out on a Friday, what happens then? The Mishnah says, the Kfarim go back to Thursday, Yom HaKnisa. But otherwise, the Ayoros, the cities, and even the walled cities will read their Megillah on Erev Shabbos, because remember, you can't read Megillah on Shabbos. So everybody reads on Erev Shabbos, except for the villages who go back to Thursday. Masnisen, money. This sheet mentioned in our Mishnah in line with which Tana is it? We have a choice. Rabbi, Rabbi Yossi. It could be either one of these two sheetahs. Rabbi, Rabbi Yossi, who both hold, in this case, Ayoris and Makafois Chayim read on Erev Shabbos. You don't tinker with their Zmanim. They both do it on Erev Shabbos. My Rabbi, where do we find Rabbi? The Sani. Chayim is Erev Shabbos. If Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, Kfarim Vayoris Deilis Makdimili Maknisa, so Tanakama holds differently. Just as the villagers will go back to the Yom HaKnisa to Thursday, likewise, the large cities will advance, will go back one day. Kfarim Vayoris Deilis Makdimili Maknisa. The more soon will explain the reason for this. The walled cities read today. We don't want the walled cities and the unwalled cities to read on the same day. So we push back the unwalled cities. Go back to Thursday. Rabbi Omer, no. Omer, I maintain. Don't push away the cities. This is their day. This is Yudalit. Why should they read yesterday? Walled and unwalled. Who read on the same day? So typically, they have different days, but not this year. My time at Tanakama. What's Tanakama's reason? Why would he require the Ayoris to read yesterday on Thursday? They will makabel to read the Megillah, to observe Purim, b'chol shana v'shana. Every year. It's meant to be consistent. And therefore said Tanakama. Makal shana v'shana Ayoris koid mislim makafim, just like typically. Regular cities read a day before the walled cities. They're on Yudalad, they're on Tesvav. Afkan here as well. That's the way you observe Purim. That's the way the Nes happened. The cities experienced their victory a day before Shushan. So it's meant to be observed in this sequence. It's a package deal. Afkan, Ayoris, Mekognos, Mekofen. Unwalled are meant to be a day before the walled. Therefore, if Yudal falls out on a Friday and the walled cities can't read on Shabbos, they read today, the Ayoris get pushed back a day. Maybe we can apply this concept of Chol Shana V'Shana, this consistency concept, in a different way. Just like typically, we don't push away the Ayoris. Hey, read on their day. Here as well. Don't push away the Ayoris. Over here, it's an impossible situation. We're dealing with a predicament. We're facing a dilemma. We have Ayoris and Mukafa reading on the same day, and that's not to be done. Therefore, Tanakama says, Ayore should precede, should advance the Mukafim by Yedei. So this is the Chishita Mechudesh of Tanakama. Our Mishnah holds no. Our Mishnah follows Rebbe. Rebbe, no, my time, what does he hold? Ayore and Mukafim read on the same day. B'chol Shana V'Shana. For that very same reason. Kriyas and Megillah throughout the Doris are meant to follow, meant to mirror. I want to be consistent with that original of Kriyas HaMegillah. Makol Shana V'Shana Ein Ayoris V'Ndachim M'Kaimim, just like typically. Who pushes away the cities? They read on their day. Afkan Le'Yedoch Ayoris M'Kaimim, here as well. Don't push away the cities. Ve'ema, perhaps you can say, like the Tanakama, B'chol Shana V'Shana Makol Shana V'Shana Ayoris Koid Muslim M'Kaimim, just like typically. Standard procedures, the Ayoris, are day before the Mekafen. Afkan here as well, when Yudal falls out on Friday, Nami Ayoris Kodus Mekafen, Ayoris should be a day earlier. Shaniach Le'yafshar, yeah, typically, ideally. Ayoris should do it before the Mekafen, just as they experienced the Nes the day before. But in this case, Le'yafshar. In order to do that, you would have to advance the Kriyas HaMegillah to Thursday? That's not practical. It's not reasonable. So we do away with that koidmois element for maintaining consistency, for maintaining their appropriate zman kriya. Interesting machlekes. Tanakama holds that this element, this requirement to have the ayores come before the mukafen overrides and supersedes the fact that they're no longer going to be reading bizmanan. Whereas Rebbe says, no, the ayores bizmanan, that's more important. takes priority over the concept of makdim. And in fact, that's how we paskin now Mishnah. Your dalet falls out on Friday. Ayoris mukafes, read on that day. Like Shitas Rabbi. And Rabbi Yasi as well, my Rabbi Yasi. Where do we find Rabbi Yasi? The Sanya. Chali is better of Shabbos. If Yud Dalet 14 falls out on Friday, Mukafen ukfar makdim leMaknisa. Isn't it as chiddush? It's the third sheet. Tanakama holds. Not only do the villages makdim leMaknisa, but the Mukafen as well. The walled cities. So it's 14 on Friday. The Mukafen usually read on 15, which is tomorrow on Shabbos. They can't. So we push them back to Thursday. Once you're going to read in a day which is not your designated day, you may as well go back to your Maknisa. Vayoras Gdolos, Kerem Babayan, the large cities, read on that day. Here's the third sheet. Right? So if we had two sheetahs, here's the third one. Yud Dalet falls out on Friday. Our Mishnah, Rebbe, holds Kfarim, go back to your Maknisa, but otherwise everybody stays intact. Ayoras read on that day. Together with the Mukafen, who can't read tomorrow, which is Shabbos. That's Rebbe. Tanakam and the previous Braisa held that Ayoris are always meant to be Magdim and Mukafen, and therefore we push them back to Thursday. Here comes the third Shita, Tanakam of Rabbi Yasi. Leave the Ayoris in their place. No reason to push them around. The Mukafen are the ones to be pushed around, because in any case, they're not reading Bezmanon. They're meant to read tomorrow, Tezvav, Shabbos. You're pushing them around, push them back to Yemaknis. Rabbi Yasi, Aymer, no, Ein Mukafen Koyd Mele Ayoris. No, Mukafen should not precede the Ayoris. Ela Elu Ve Elu Koyim Bebe Yoyim, both read on that day, on Yedalot, like our Mishnah. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yasi, on the same track, Ayoris, Mukafen read on Friday, Yedalot. We don't push anybody around. Whereas Tanakam of Rebbe held, Ayoris are meant to be before the Mukafen. Therefore, we push them back to Thursday. Tanakam of Rabbi Yasi held, once we're pushing the Mukafen around in any case, because they're not reading Bezmanah, they're meant to read on Shabbos, Tesvav, once we're pushing them out of their territory, push them back to Thursday. So that the Mukafen, the Ayoris, have different days. So it's the third sheet. My time with Tanakam, what's his reason? That the Mukafen go back to Thursday, the Chsibuch HaShana V'Shana, based on that formula. The Zmanah were instituted in a way that should be kept all the time. We have to follow this formula consistently. Ma kol shana v'shana yores bar ba'asa, just like typically. Cities are on 14. Uzmanah shal zeh, loik uzmanah shal zeh. The Zman of the Ayores is not the same Zman as the Mukafen. Meant to have different days of celebration. You can't bundle them together. Afkan here as well. When Yud Dalet falls on a Friday, Ayores bar ba'asa. Cities today, but the Mukafen, they can't read on the same day as the cities. Uzman shalzeh, lo izman shalzeh. The Zman of the Mukafen is different than the Zman of the Ayoris, and therefore, push the Mukafen back to Thursday. How do you know that's Pshat? Ve'ema b'chal shana v'shana. Maybe b'chal shana v'shana is telling you. Ma'kal shana v'shana in Mukafen could be Ayoris, just as typically. Mukafen never come before the Ayoris. The other way around. The cities come before the Mukafen. Avkan ein Mukafen koyim la Ayoris. Here as well, how can you suggest that the Mukafen should read on Thursday, a day before the Ayoris? It never happens that way. You're switching around the order. That's not b'chol shana v'shana. It's not consistency. Shanach le'yefshar, yeah. Typically, the Ayoris come before the Mukafen, but in this case, not practical. So in order to facilitate this concept of having them being read on different days, which apparently, according to this Shita, takes priority, that's more important. They should each celebrate on a different day. We have to push back the Mukafen, push them back to Thursday. So why do we push away the Mukafen? Because Ayoris are stationary. They can read on their day. There's nothing wrong with Yudalot for them. So once we're pushing away the Mukafen, because they're out of their territory, they're meant to read on Shabbos, so once we're pushing them around, so push them back to Thursday. My time with the Rabbi Yasi. Was trying to Rabbi Yasi that Mukafen and Ayoris read on the same day on Friday. B'choshana v'shana. These manim are meant to be followed consistently. And they're meant to be tinkered with. Ma'kol shana v'shana. Just as typically, Ein Mukafen koyim la'Ayoris. Walled cities never come before the unwalled. Afkan here as well. When Yud Dal is on a Friday. Ein Mukafen Kodim LaYaris. We don't advance the Mukafen to Ayaris. Rather, have them both read on the same day, even though it's at the expense of Zmanu Shel Zeh, like Zmanu Shel Zeh. Typically, they both have different Zmanim. Here, there's no choice, not practical. So, rather than have the Mukafen before the Ayaris, where your mom is switching and reversing the order, it's inappropriate. Leave them both on the same day. Oh, 1 second, maybe Choshan Shana is telling you, each city has to celebrate on a different day. How can you bundle them up on the same day? I've come here as well. When Yudal falls on a Friday, the Zman of the Mukafen shouldn't be the same as Zman of the Ayores. You're right. Typically, we follow that formula. Here it's not practical. So we have them both read on the same day, rather than reversing and switching things around. That's going a bit too far. So we have three shittas. When Yud Dalet Ba'adar falls out on a Friday, Kfarim go back to Thursday, Yemek Nisa. Problem is, the Mukafen, who are meant to read tomorrow, which is Tesvav, they can't, it's Shabbos. So if they are Yoris and Mukafen, what do we do? So our Mishnah, which follows Rabbi Yasi holds, look, ideally, Ayoris and Mukafen should have different times. Ideally, Ayoris should be a day before the Mukafen, the way it happened during the time of the Nes. Layavsha, it's not practical. So we leave them both on the same day. We have a Tanakam of Rebbe who holds no. Ayoris, I'm meant to be before Mukafen. That's a primary element. That takes priority over the shaking up of the boat here. We prefer focusing on that element, even though it's at the expense of pushing around the Ayoris. It's at the expense of the Ayoris reading Bezman, and therefore we push the Ayoris back to Thursday, so that they're a day before the Mukafen. That's the second Shita. We have a third Shita. Tana Kamadar of Yesu says, you know what? Leave the Ayoris put. Let them be. This is their Zman. The Mukafen is the problem. They're really meant to read on Shabbos. So in any case, you're pushing them around. You're pushing out of their, pushing them out of their territory. So in order that every city should have its own Zman, we push the Mukafen back to Thursday. V'savar Rebbe Ayoris le'achinen le'maknisa? Do you mean to say, according to Rebbe, we don't tinker with the Ayoris? We leave them as is? We have them read on Yudalit? When Yudal falls out on a Friday? But Tanya, what about the next case? Chalias b'Shabbos. If Yudal falls out on Shabbos, and I meant to read the Megillah on Shabbos, nobody, not the Ayaris, nobody can read on Shabbos. Kfarim makdim l'maknisa. Villages go back to Thursday. Okay, that's easy. What happens to the cities? Ayaris g'dolos, kfarim b'erev Shabbos. We advance the Ayaris to Friday, which is Yud Gimel, Umukaf is Chamel Machar, and the walled cities Sunday, which is their Zman, their designated Zman, that's Yud Tesvav. So according to Tana Kama, the Ayoris will have to read a day earlier. Rabbi Aymar, I maintain in this case, Hoyl v'nitch Ayoris v'mkoymin, once we're pushing around the Ayoris, Yud Chuliyam HaKnisa, put them back to Thursday. Once they're out of the territory, go back to Thursday, which is a pre-existing slot. Ron explains that instead of creating a new Zman, have them read on Friday, which is Yud Gimel, which is never a designated Zman for Ayoris. Rather than do that, push them back to Thursday, which is a pre-existing slot. Yom HaKnisa is a Zman established by Chachamim. So that Ayoris can read on their appropriate day, go back to Thursday. So we see that we push around the Ayaris. How could you compare? Hosam Zmanim Shabbosi. Yeah, of course, in that scenario, their designated Zman is Shabbos. Yudal is on Shabbos. Well, once we have to push them around, may as well insert them in a pre-existing slot. In a pre-designated Zman, Yom HaKnisa. As opposed to our case, where Yudal was on Friday, there's no reason to push around the Ayaris. Therefore, Rebbe holds, Leave the Yaris in their place. Keman Azla Hadam Rav Chelbay. And according to whose Shita, which Rav Chelbay's statement said, O Rav Huna, Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos, if your dal falls on a Shabbos, HaKoyl Nedachim Yom HaKnisa, everybody goes back to Yom HaKnisa, to Thursday. HaKoyl Nedachim Tzalka Daitach, everybody gets pushed around. Well, you can move off. What do you mean? The walled cities have no problem with a Yudal falling on a Shabbos. The Avdi L'macha, their Purim is tomorrow, is Sunday. Ella, rather, he meant, Kol Anitcha, anybody that has to be pushed around, Yudach L'maknisa should go back to L'maknisa. Meaning, Yairis, the cities, who can't read today. Once we're pushing them away, go back to L'maknisa. Keman, Ke Rebbe, apparently, says Shitas Rebbe, who holds that once we are doicha the Ayaris, don't create a new zman for them. Go back to the pre-existing slot, the Yom HaKnisa slot. In fact, that's the shoot of our Mishnah as well. If Yudal falls on a Shabbos, the Kfarim and Ayaris go back to Yom HaKnisa. Okay, so in summation, if Yudal falls out on Erev Shabbos, we have three shittas. In our Mishnah, which follows Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, we learn that the Ayaris and Mokofen stick to Friday. There's no reason to push them around. Whereas Tanakama of Rebbe holds, no, Ayaris are meant to be a day before the Mukafin. So in this case, push the Ayaris back to Thursday. And Mukafin read on that day. Tanakama of Rebbe Yossi holds, well, I don't want the Mukafin and Ayaris to read on the same day. That's the most important factor for me. The Ayaris don't have to be pushed around. We have no right to push them around. This is their day. So instead we take the Mukafin, who in any case can't read on their Zman, right? Because the Mukafin are meant to read tomorrow, Tesvav on Shabbos, they can't. So we push them back to Thursday. What if Yudal falls out on Shabbos? In our Mishnah, which is Shitas Rebbe as well, we learn that, look, Mukafin have no problem. They read on Sunday, that's Tesvav. The Ayaris, who can't read on their Zman, which is Shabbos, they're pushed back to Thursday. Because once we're Deicha them, we don't craft a new Zman. We just put them into a pre-existing slot, to the Yom HaKnisa, which in any case was established as a Zman Kriya by the Chazal. Whereas, the Tanakama Rebbe disagrees. He says, look, I understand that the Ayaris can't read in their appropriate Zman, their designated Zman, which is Shabbos. Push them back just to Friday. Continues the Gemara. The Kuli Alma Mia, it's pretty clear that all agree the Megillah b'Shabbos like Karina. We don't read Megillah on Shabbos. Why? My time. Amar Rabba, Hakol Chayavin B'Kriyas HaMegillah. Everybody is obligated to read Megillah. Problem is, if Ein Hakol B'Kiyin B'Mikra Megillah, not everybody is an expert at reading the Megillah. Gezerah is a concern. Shema Yitlana B'Yadai. He might grab hold of his Megillah on Shabbos. V'Yelech Etzel Bokei Lumid. And bring it to an expert to learn how to read the Megillah. V'Yavi Yirena. And inadvertently carry it to the street. So because of that chashash, Chacham suspended Kriyas HaMegillah on Shabbos. Find the time of the shofar. That's the same reason why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Find the time of the lulav. The same regarding lulav. He might inadvertently carry it. Rashi says, "Metoch shubol," because of his due to his frenzy to mekayim the mitzvah to learn how to do it, he might run through the street with it. We don't read Megillah on Shabbos. We don't blow shofar or shake lulav. Tosfos asks, what about blowing the shofar Matzah Yom Kippur, which is still before really Matzah Yom Kippur? We blow it Ben Hashmash. He says that's just one koil. It's Echel Yovel, and it's not such a thing that a person's caught up on. He would actually run through a street to learn how to do it. So we're not concerned in that case. That's one reason. Rabba, Gzeiro Shem Yavirena Biyadu. Rav Yosef Amar, he has another pshat. Tosfos says, let's say in a case where the first reason doesn't apply, like in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't apply Isur D'Rabbanan in the Mikdash, Ein Shvus V'Mikdash, comes Rav Yosef and he says, you know what, I'll give you another reason which applies universally. V'pnei She'enein Shel Aniyim Nesuos L'Mikra Megillah. You see, when do the Aniyim get their Matanos Levyayinim? On that day of Purim, when we read the Megillah. They're going to read the Megillah on Shabbos. They're not going to be able to get their Matanos Levyayinim. Therefore we say, don't read Megillah on Shabbos, to facilitate, to enable Matanos Levyayinim. The Aniyim are anticipating the Zman of Mikra Megillah, where they get their gifts. Tanya Miyachi, Avo Bisha Amru Kfar Magdim Lima Knisa, although we allow the Kfarim to read earlier, Goyvin Bibayim, Mukhalkin Babayim. We collect Matan Slavyanim on that day of Kriyas and Megillah, and we distribute it on that day. What do you mean? What's going on? Avo Bisha Amru, even though Chacham allowed the Bnei Kfarim to read earlier, we collect on that day. What does that mean? Adrab, just the opposite. Mishum Amru, you know why we collect and distribute Matan Slavyanim on the day of Kriyas and Megillah? Be it a Monday or a Thursday, Yom HaKnisa, you know why? Because, Mishum Da'amru, who, it's because the Chachamim instituted Kriyas Megillah during those days. So even though they're technically not days of Purim, but that's why you collect the Matan Slav Yanim, because it's connected to Kriyas Megillah. Ella, rather, no, he meant like this. Hoyle, exactly as you said. Hoyle of Amru Shakfarim Makdim Yom HaKnisa, because Chachamim instituted a Zman of Kriyas Megillah based on Yom HaKnisa, we collect and distribute the Matan Slav Yanim on that day of Kriya, because the Anim are anticipating and looking forward to the day of Mikra Megillah. Perhaps everybody's gathered then, it's easier to make that collection. Chacham established that Matan Slav Yanim should be collected and distributed on the day of Kriya and Megillah, even though technically it's not Purim. So that's Rav Yosef's addition. Since Matan Slav Yanim is closely related and associated with the Zman of Kriyas Megillah, if you read on Shabbos, we won't get to Matan Slav Yanim. We can't handle money on Shabbos. Therefore, says Rav Yosef, don't read Megillah on Shabbos. This will enable proper collection and distribution of Matan Slav Yanim. Aval, says the Gemara, although we speak about Kriyas Megillah and Matan Slav Yanim taking place on days that are other than really Purim, Yud Aleph, Yud Beit, Yud Gimel, but when it comes to the mitzvah of Simcha, as she says, Shemachal Mishta, celebrating the Simcha Purim, Einan Hegel Slo Bezman. Of course, that only takes place in its appropriate time. The Yontiv of Purim is Yudalit, is Tesfav. That doesn't get pushed around. There are various reasons to move around the Kriyas HaMegillah, the Kfarim, the Maknisa, Matan Slav Yom, as related to Kriyas HaMegillah, but otherwise, Machal Mishta. It would seem like Meshlech Manas as well. That's only Bizmana. Whether you live in a village or a city, that's meant to take place on Yudalit or a walled city, on Tezvav. Interesting, the Marabach says that this applies even to Shabbos. Now let's say Tezvav is on Shabbos. We don't have Yudalit on Shabbos today. Nowadays, the way we arrange the calendar, it never comes out on Shabbos, but Tezvav can fall out on Shabbos. So if you're living in a walled city, Yerushalayim, according to Marbach, although you read the Megillah on Friday, now I'll read the Megillah on Shabbos, so we push it back to Friday, but the Simcha is only Bezmana on Shabbos itself. But the Ran brings, B'Shem, the Yerushalmi, no. We don't interfere with Shabbos. The Simcha will have its own special day on Sunday. On Sunday, 16th of Adar, that's what we call today Purim Mishulish, a triple Purim. If Tezvav falls out on Shabbos, so the Megillah, Amtar Slav Yainim, is a day earlier. And on Shabbos we are Shoyel B'Doyrish, right? We get involved in the topic of the day. But the Simcha is the next day on Sunday. Okay, let's do a quick Chazara. We had four halachas from Rabbi Shimon Levi regarding Hilchas Megillah. He gave us a list of cities which are considered walled cities from the time of Yeshua. Nashim are meant to be involved in Mikra Megillah as well. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, we are Shoyel B'Doyrish. We get involved in learning the halachas and the Midrashim of Megillah. We read the Megillah once at night, and again by day. Why do we allow the Kfarim to be Makdim L'Maknisa? This is a Beschar, a bonus, because they're always serving, they're loyally serving the Bnei Krachim. We save them a trip. If 14 falls out on Erev Shabbos, our Mishnah follows Rabbi and Rabbi Yesi, that Ayoris and Mekofen read on that day. We had another Shita Tanakama, that Ayoris go back to Thursday. This way they're a day before the Mekofen. We had another Shita Tanakama of Rabbi Yesi, that actually the Mukafin come a day earlier, so that Mukafin and Yoresh read on different days. If Yudalit falls out on Shabbos, our Mishnah maintains that Ayoresh go back to Thursday, Yom HaKnisa, which is a pre-existing, pre-designated slot. Whereas Tanakam of Rebbe disagrees, Ayoresh only pushed back to Friday. We don't read Megillah on Shabbos for two reasons. Because we want to enable Matan Slav Yainim. Whenever we push around Kriyas HaMegillah, that's only Kriyas HaMegillah, but the Yom Tov itself And likewise, the Isser Hesped V'Tanis, we had this in Tanis, is only Bizmana, on the actual day, whether it's your Dalad or Tesvav, depending on where you're living. Kol Tov to you and much Hatzlacha.